The Wanderer will begin after these short messages. Thank you for your support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of The Wanderer was produced on the stolen lands of the Massachusetts and Catawba peoples, but the struggle for indigenous rights and sovereignty extends far beyond our own borders. Right now, the Palestinian people are facing ethnic cleansing, genocide, and colonial violence perpetuated by Israeli settlers. Please join us in donating to PCRF, the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund, who have been working since 1993 to provide humanitarian relief to the children of Gaza. Your donations are needed now for urgent medical relief, as children are being displaced, orphaned, injured, and killed by Israeli violence. Links to where you can donate are in the show notes. Thank you. The Wanderer is made possible by the generous support of all our incredible patrons. The last time I saw the hermit Marin, they were down in the seagrass trying to capture a fairy. Don't think anyone has seen them since. No matter. Thank you to Marin for being one of our wonderful patrons, as well as Charles Gustine, Jeff Van Driesen, Kristen Tallis, Morgan Ainsley, thanks Mom and Dad, James Oliva, and Haley Casey. If you'd like to help support independent storytelling and hear your name before each episode, visit patreon.com/pondersproductions and join us today.
When I was a boy, I used to love the rain. It's not that I hate the rain now, but a cold fall morning drizzle isn't quite the same as the tender, warm kisses of a June afternoon thunderstorm, which seem to be fewer and fewer as the years go on. I can recall many a day spent running around playing tag with friends in the rain. No tunics, no cares. Only a boundless energy and a complete disregard for the amount of mud that had caked onto our boots. Even as I had traded the carelessness of childhood for the cares of being somewhere between young and adult, an afternoon rainstorm was the perfect time for a walk, to reflect, to smell the freshness of nature as it takes a drink. Now, though I haven't aged too terribly far beyond that, the rain is sometimes more drown than drink. When the rain is cold, and my mind isn't present enough to enjoy what it might offer, it can lead to a feeling of separation, disconnect from myself, from my body, from the world, from time. Like I might never see the sun again. like I might be trapped in some kind of eternal fall, with winter's quiet and spring's reunion resting ever out of my reach. These days, those feelings all manifest in my longing for Andrew, in missing him. I know this, but knowing does not make the feelings any easier to dissipate. That is only sometimes, though. Other times I'm okay, which is its own frustration. If it were consistent, I might be able to at least, I don't know, plan for it? On the ups, the rain isn't a death sentence. I can have a rainy day and still make progress in the wander. Today is one of those. The find was fairly easy, the path came naturally, and the forest hasn't caught me in her wily snares yet. I've made really good distance today. Perhaps it's the momentum of yesterday and I'm carrying that energy forward, or maybe it's some bad day in my recent past that's taken on all of the burden and is holding the devil at bay. But momentum doesn't always last. I have to keep going. No branches. No plants. No cut.
Pity. You were doing so well. You had made it so far. You just started to think you might actually do this. Pity.
I can do this. I can. I'm fine. It's just a sprain. I'll have to go slower.
But I think I hear the wander flitting away. You can't keep up with it like this. Haven't you realized yet? This whole day is wasted. Gone.
I've made it this far, and I will make it further.
Further. Why even bother? Don't you see that tree up ahead? With the soft patch of moss beneath it? Its deep, swooping branches can provide you some shelter. Won't you come in from the rain? Won't you accept the gesture of kindness? The forest is offering you some pity, some bit of comfort. It's right there, just a few feet further.
It's a test. It's always a test with the forest. The forest doesn't have pity. She doesn't offer comfort, and she doesn't care about me. She wants to test me. Wants to know how much I'm willing to... How much I'm willing to give.
Shame. It really is the only choice, isn't it? When you've got so much wandering ahead of you, and no hope of knowing what you'll meet at your journey's end, do you think it's wise to waste your gift on yourself? Why don't you just give up? Just crawl under that tree and sleep. Let your shame and pity rock you to sleep. Shame.
No, I was doing so well today. I
made it so far. It can't all be for naught. I'm not ready to stop yet. If I crawl under that tree, I will be here for days.
And Andrew. You feel him getting closer, don't you?
I hesitate to think it, but yes. Something, some feeling, some little shard of hope I haven't dared give a voice. It's kept me on this run. Kept me going for a while now. I don't want to lose that feeling. I don't want to lose him. I want to keep going. I want... Ah! I have to do it. I have to fix it. This might be it.
And what if you get to him? And he needs your magic more.
At least we'll be together. Even without my magic, we'll be together. That will be enough. I hope. Much better. Onward.
Comfort. Comfort is the feeling of being a boy playing tag in the rain, because afterwards there's a warm bowl of soup, a clean bath, a pair of arms to hold you. Comfort is the tender embrace of a cup of tea as you watch the raindrops trickle down the window pane. Comfort is the thing the forest doles out in the smallest increments. I recall reading once of a very, very ancient band of religious folk who believed that to feel comfort would lead to sin, moral wrongdoing. They would starve themselves and sit upon 10-foot-tall poles and sleep on slabs of stone. I never could understand it. Until maybe today. Until I was given a choice between comfort and Andrew. I don't think there's any sense in going as far as those bygone zealots. But perhaps they had their reasons. Perhaps there is some good in choosing a moment away from comfort, in drawing a line, insisting upon perseverance, even though the temptation of comfort is so sweet. Maybe learning to do that makes us good. Maybe learning when to do that and when not to makes us even better. Or maybe I just need to find a reason to justify what I did. the choice I made. I took a risk, using my gift to fix my ankle. I only have so much. But that feeling inside of me, that feeling like I'm getting closer, it seemed a much smaller risk than the risk I might take in the embrace of comfort. And when you wander, the balance of risk is sometimes all you have. I can hear him. Can hear a trace of his breath between the trees. The beat of his heart sometimes lines up perfectly with my footfall. Only for a step, and it's gone. I heard that rhythm, the notes of that song only once before. Just before I met him. Just before he turned around, and I saw the face of my love. I can't afford to lose those sounds. I have to follow them. I have to keep going. The comfort of my youth will wait for another day. Perhaps I'm not giving up comfort like those ancient monks. No, I'm going in search of a greater comfort. Andrew will be my comfort when I find him. When I find him.
The Wanderer will continue after these short messages.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
And now, back to The Wanderer.
The old Iron King has a body that will rust, and the prairies are littered with the wagons that bust. There's a moment unplanned in the cold rains of trust, and a hope for the dam between the mustn'ts and the musts. Rain of mine, rain of mine, rain of mine. The rules are all shallow, but the tall man still drowns, and the people shuffle onward through a slowly ghosting town. The Iron King is aging, so he wears a golden crown. And the child holds his hand as the rusting rain falls down. Rain of mine, rain of mine, rain of mine. We can clean up the prairies, but the ghost still remains. And the child takes the crown to begin the just reign. Between the mustn'ts and the musts, there's a freedom from the pain. A freedom born of hope as the world is cut in twain. Reign of mine, 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 reign of mine.
The voice of the Wanderer is T.H. Ponders. The voice of the Forest is Jeanette Berry. The Wanderer is written and sound designed by T.H. Ponders. Produced by Jordan Stillman. Show art and design is by V. Silverman. Additional art by Olivia Lee. Transcripts and full credits for each episode are available at callofthewander.com. Ad sales and marketing support by Fable and Folly. If you're interested in advertising with us, please email contact@callofthewander.com. Our special thanks goes out to Sean Howard, Russ Moore, Christina Orlando, Elka Carl, Jeff Van Driesen, and Chad Ellis. If you'd like to help us make more episodes of The Wanderer and support independent storytelling, head on over to patreon.com/pondersproductions today. You'll get to hear each episode a week early, get bonus episodes and features, and when we reach 50 patrons, which we're really close to, we're going to create a patron-only Discord. You get all of that for as little as $1 a month. But trust us when we say that dollar isn't little to us. With that dollar, you're telling us, and the world, that you love The Wanderer and you support independent storytelling. Again, head over to patreon.com/pondersproductions to make a donation today. And don't forget to sign up for our mailing list. Not only will you never miss an episode again, but each month Ponders gives you a peek behind the curtains to explore the ideas, stories, and experiences that went into The Wanderer. You can sign up today at callofthewander.com/newsletter or check out the link in the show notes. Marin says, right now, I'm finding hope in the stories I encounter and in the steps I'm taking to craft my own. And Alexander says, I've been brewing secret plans to make a blue cheese ice cream, which is precisely the right level of thrill of the taboo to keep me going. We want to hear what's giving you hope right now. Head over to Apple Podcasts or Podchaser and leave a review. Tell us what gives you hope, and we may just read it out on the show. Please stay safe, and thank you for wandering with us.
Need a show to listen to while you wait for the next episode of The Wanderer? Why not check out the delightful fantasy travel show, Signed Venus, one of my favorite shows to debut last year. Take a listen.
I notice that your first destination is Arabella, but that's not on your way.
It's the first destination the writer went to. It's sacred.
Oh, how excited are you? On a scale of 1 to 10.
A billion.
I thought the waters at Coast Venus were clear. That's something else.
Visitors. Of course.
You're Captain Valeria, right? Of the Ultramarine?
Yep. That's me. And that's her, the Ultramarine.
Sentimentality is a virtue of ours. It is ingrained in our people.
I'm sure such a thoughtful gift will cheer her right up.
One of the most important people we have to meet is in Arabella.
Who was this person?
No one knows, actually.
Signed Venus, Part 1. Listen on May 27.
Do you two know anything?
You can find a link to Signed Venus in the show notes. Go give it a listen, leave them a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, and let them know we sent you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is I reporting. He's at the Lao Chang restaurant, Changchun, northeastern China. It's spring 1997. Once it started, I'll leave him in Ming's hands. That's a joke. Ming doesn't have hands.
And what do you do exactly, besides dance with strangers?
I work for the postal service.
You're a postman?
Weird, right?
Miss Cloutier, what is it?
It's just a bit strange. A letter for me from Hong Kong. And there's no stamp.
I need stamps to write a dead person?
Yep, there's a cost.
How much?
A pound. A pound of flesh. A pound of you.
It seems like a lot.
Lift up your shirt!
What's that?
Just hold this tube over your stomach! We are done that!
Ow!
Yeah, this is gonna hurt!
What?
Nothing!
The very worst thing that could possibly happen.
Sat up, please write back. If your letter can find me here, then I think we have a lot to talk about. Saludos, Raul.
The very worst thing that could possibly happen. An audio drama in 9 parts, produced by Wolf at the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.